that rocks.
Well, hot dog and who dog, yeah, here we go. Good morning. It's 7:49, Brock Hunter.
Hillbilly.
Hillbilly. Anyway, it's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Special Light in Decatur and Benton Township. That's right, we're about 20 minutes late here, but that's fine. We'll get to it. Special Light hiring now. Find out more, special-light.com. You get started on a new career with a company that wants to grow with you. Great starting pay, great benefits, and just a great place to work.
Hiring special. All hillbillies.
That's right, all hillbillies. They'll take you. Special-light.com. Right here, Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, what's something that bugs you when other people do it, even though you do it all the time? And I'll just give you mine right away, because I have no problem calling myself out on this. I've been trying to be better about it, but speeding. Because, now let me explain why. Whenever I see someone speeding, I'm like, they're not a good enough, even though I don't know that person. I don't know that. I feel like I'm a better driver. It can handle high rates of speed. So
better
it's okay
than the other person.
So when I speed, it's fine because I know how to drive. But everyone else who speeds, I'm like, look at this idiot. Slow down more. I'll honk. I'll flash my lights. Yeah.
You know how to drive, but ask your wife. What does she say?
She thinks I'm a very good driver.
Does she?
Yeah. She doesn't like when I yell at other drivers.
Does she?
Hey, I've gotten her everywhere she needs to be safely for over 12 years, so it's fine.
My wife will say, you were the worst driver. You know what I say back to her? I'm an aggressive driver.
You know what you tell her? Hey, woman, you shouldn't even be driving, okay?
It's not bad driving. It's aggressive driving.
You're lucky we let you vote and get behind the wheel of a car, all right? You'd be quiet. But yeah, speeding, and I know, it's ridiculous, because I do, it's not like I'm going 90 in a school zone, you know what I mean? Like, if I see someone going a little fast down my street or something like that, I'm like, gross, swear to God.
Here's what it is. You're not lollygagging.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is nice. Thank you. Because we have too many lollygaggers out there these days.
I'm the good driver. You're not. Slow down. So that's something that bugs me when other people.
You know what, though? Sometimes, like, when somebody passes somebody that's going really slow, I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, that's, and see, that's fine. But see, then I also get mad at the person driving too slow. Or drive, when I say driving too slow, I mean driving the speed limit that they're actually supposed to be.
Exactly.
How dare you?
How about like following the person that's going like 95? He's doing it. I'm just following.
It's called,
I'm not doing anything.
That's called the rabbit. You're chasing the rabbit. You let them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's the one doing it.
Yeah, he's the one breaking the law, not me. It's fine.
I'm just drafting. That's all I'm doing.
Rubbin's racing, son. So, yeah, that's for me what bugs me when other people do it, even though I do it all the time. All right? I'm the only one that can handle high rates of speed. Yeah. Knock it off.
You know what my answer is?
What's yours?
Hang on.
What are you going to say?
What was it?
What are you going to do?
I forgot. Hang on. When you forget what you were going to talk about. Or when somebody else forgets what they were going to talk about. Wait a second. Wait.
Hold on. Wait, was it?
What were we just talking about? What were we just?
So that bugs you when other people do it, even though you do it all the time? As you get
exactly.
mad at me?
I always forget what I was going to say.
But you get mad at someone when they're like,
you know, like yeah, you're going to say something.
Yeah.
Come on. What was it?
You just wasted all of our times. Thank you, you jerk.
You always got to snap your fingers.
But yeah. Man. What was it? You are terrible at that. You should never be mad at anyone, Hunter. You're like the king of forgetting.
There's a few things that still should be broadcasted on this radio show, as we think, that Brock and I have forgotten.
Yeah,
we've talked about it off air, and then we get on air and we're like, wait,
what was it?
Yeah. There was still one bit off. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Where it like bothered us for like 3 days. Like, what was it?
It was something, probably. It was gold. It was gold, Jerry, and we forgot it. Yeah.
We thought it was gold, but apparently.
Not good enough to remember, or you and I are just
gold enough to remember.
That's a good answer. I liked it. I like that. Even though you are the king of forgetting stuff, you still get mad at people. Let's go to Facebook. What's something that bugs you when other people do it, even though you do it all the time? Kat said speeding past people right there. I'm right there with you, Kat. Kat and I would probably actually get mad at each other if we saw each other speeding. Like, hey, slow down. Only I can do that.
Like walking a little bit faster than the other person?
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
Do you smoke them? Look at this jerk.
Look at this jerk.
Or do you kind of pace it out? So.
Let's see. Crystal said grocery shop on Sundays or any day. Yeah, you get mad at other people running errands because it's slowing down your errands. Like, come on. Doesn't anybody work? Come on. I'm out here trying to run my errands. Everyone's just taking up my time.
It's almost like the other day screaming at the windshield. Why is there so many people out? It takes me so long. But yet you're out
Yet you're out. You're causing. Exactly.
You're one of them.
I actually am bad about it because I have. Well, you My wife
called me out the other day. She's like, oh, but we're here.
We're here, too. You and I, we're in traffic together. That's actually a good answer from Crystal, because I think about that with my schedule. So done with work, usually midday. So then I go out and run errands, and if I'm ever slowed down by anyone, so I'm like, look at all these people. You should be at work. You should be at work. Slowing me down. Like when the self-checkout's a little too long, I got to wait like an extra 2 minutes.
Exactly.
You sons of bitches. Well, you're here too.
I'm not the problem
you are. You're the problem.
You know, a selfish way to think. Really.
That's us, though, as we're allowed to. Let's see. Tony said complain. That's right. That's a good answer.
You know.
Hate when other people complain, but hey, I'm allowed to, okay? All right.
We're just lucky we have a microphone.
I know. Oh, God, everyone, for us. Yeah, we get to do it publicly. You know. But if anybody else does, hey, knock it off.
I guess the people out there can just hit a button, though, if they don't like it.
Ryan had an interesting answer. Something that bugs him when other people do it, even though he does it all the time. Mm-hmm. Getting drunk. That's interesting. Because now, I will admit, there have been times where at a bar or something, you see someone having a good time. Oh, and it's almost like they're having too good a time, and you're like, hey, what's that? You know, I wish that guy would calm down over there.
You know what? The great answer in that answer is trying to get a story up when everybody else is drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody has the greatest story.
Yep. You're all doing the same thing, and everyone hates it.
Everybody's at the same level. We're all drunk. He's talking a lot more, you know? And he's a little drunk. But you have the greatest story. Yeah. You want everybody to
Everyone's the problem there. Everyone's
and
the problem.
Everybody else around you has the greatest story, and they want you to know. Look, waiting for that opportunity.
Hey, you're not allowed to be drunk. I'm drunk here. We can only have one drunk person. You son of a bitch.
Listen to me.
Hey. That's a good answer. Interesting answer. I like that one, Ryan. Yeah. Caleb said, ride my bumper while driving. I've tried to be better about that, especially with the baby in the car. I've backed off a little bit. But I used to be that way, too. You're flying around, and you get on someone's bumper, and then someone gets on yours. You're like, hey, jerk. You big jerk. Get off my bumper.
I'm going to be honest with you. Somebody brake checked me the other day.
Oh.
And I backed off.
Look at you.
I'm like, you know what? He or she is right.
Yeah. I was
kind of being an ass.
Now, you should have flashed your brights, passed them on the shoulder, and flipped them off. That's what you should have done.
I'll brake check you.
You want to be brake checked? I'll brake check you. Yeah. I think anything on the road, we could all just take a step back. All right. Except
it
for me.
It was a reality check, though. That's weird that this answer was brought up.
Yeah.
Because I did. I got brake checked, and like, initially, I'm like,
yeah.
Really? But then I thought about it for a second. I'm like,
no, we all, I think, could all take a step back when it comes to driving, because we all do things that are either illegal, not using our blinker, speeding, you know, maybe rolling through that stop sign. And we all get mad at the other people when they do it. But then except for me, of course, I'm the only good driver out there. I think we all know that.
Do you ever get really mad at the driver in front of you? And then you finally realize there's somebody else in front of him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, blue car.
Or you know what one that really gets me?
It's not your fault.
Is when you're at like a stop sign. And we all know, all right, if everyone comes to a stop sign together, the car to your right has the right of way, right? We all know the rule. Car to the right of way. Okay, but then you'll get to a stop sign and like that old guy will kind of wave you through. I get mad at that person if I know for a fact they beat me to there. I'm like, no, you're not doing it right.
Go!
They're just doing something nice. I'm like, F you. You're slowing traffic down. Go,
get
buddy.
Out of this car.
You're not being courteous. You're doing it wrong, son of a bitch. Yeah, yeah, that's kind of what I'm talking about here. It's kind of what I'm talking about.
Or the first person at the green arrow, but you're in the back of the line. You only got like 13 seconds or whatever. Go! Go! Come on!
Effing go!
On his phone or, you know.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. Or he's just taking a sweet time getting through the intersection. Like, oh, I'm the first car. I can take my sweet time getting through this intersection. No. Punch it. I want you to burn some rubber and get through there so I can make it.
You ever still kind of go on a red a little bit?
Oh, you can't. You know what I do?
Like it just turns red. Like it was pink. It was pink.
I'll call myself out. I've gotten really good at watching the light at Napier and 139. And if I have to, I'll get out of the turn lane and I'll go straight and go through the Walgreens parking lot. Yeah.
You know?
I'll cut through Walgreens. I got no problem.
Dude, you know why? Because F that light.
Yeah, F that light. No,
burn that thing down. Somebody burn that light.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Eric.
I will come to that party. If, if somebody like posts a Facebook form like, hey, we're having the Napier stoplight burning party, I will be the first person there.
Beautiful.
Let's go.
You know, that place is even worse.
Bring the gas.
When the power goes out and the lights, if you get flashing red at M139 in Napier, forget it. You're not going anywhere. Forget about it. Turn around and go home. Right. Turn around and go home.
Pop a tent.
That's right. Just hang out for a bit. All right, we got to take a break. We got more coming up. Stick around. More.